I would rather be on 100 refrigerator doors than win the Pulitzer Prize.
And so Ann Landers was. Her columns were clipped to refrigerator doors across the world. Quite a few of us thought there ought to be some award for a writer who managed to turn out 7 columns a week for 47 years that were so often quotable, surprising, and interesting. Ann Landers died last Saturday. This week, her daughter Margot Howard called her a great old newspaper dame. Ann Landers, her real name was Eppie Lederer, came out of the same hurly-burly school of Chicago newspapers as Mike Royko, Seymour Hersh, Gigi Geyer, and Ben Hecht, and she once coined a line as good as any of theirs. Love, she wrote, is friendship that catches fire. Good luck, dear. Sorry, Buster. Drop Daedalus. Wake up and smell the coffee. Her column had rhythm. It'd begin with a letter about a problem that was urgent but not earth-shaking. My husband snores. My wife works too late. I think I like this boy. Dear Ann Landers, what do I do? Then there would be a letter to pierce your heart. My son doesn't love me, Anne. I should be happy, Anne, but I cry all the time. I thought we were happy, Anne, but she wants to leave me. And then there was often the letter that was there, just to make you laugh. I'm a minister, and my parrot won't stop swearing. I get hiccups, Anne, every time I feel romantic, as Eppie Lederer once told us.
There's no embarrassment. Mm-hmm. I don't know them. They trust me. And I'm easy to get to. All it takes is the price of the postage stamp.
A few years ago, I was able to tell her that I think I absorbed this formula for trying to keep an audience interested in essays from reading her column. A third for thinking, a third for tears, a third for laughs. And Eppie said, that's what makes the world go round, dearie. But Eppie Lederer also gave the old advice column new pertinence. She dispensed advice not only about love, marriage, and closing the toilet seat, but civil rights, abortion, and gun laws. As Margot Howard said this week.
She did a lot of good for what she believed in. She was very early for homosexual rights. She was very early against what she called the gun nuts. She just took a lot of positions, and she had a lot of guts.
In 1975, Ann Landers told her readers that after 36 years, her husband was leaving their marriage. How did it happen, she asked her readers, that something so good for so long didn't last forever? The lady with all the answers doesn't know the answer to this one.
That was about 350 words. Yeah. And I asked my editors, please, don't fill this space. Just leave that space white as a tribute to one of the world's best marriages that never made it to the finish line.
Ann Landers not only knew pain, loss, and confusion, just like the rest of us, but responded with a grace and humility that the rest of us could admire. So today I want to borrow Eppie Lederer's good idea and leave a little white space, some silence, as a tribute to the lady who was the best advice columnist who ever was. Take care, dearie.